I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. I had the pleasure of meeting Susan and sharing my gift with her. It's not always easy receiving messages. It's overwhelming. And sometimes people react in a way of where they can't control their emotions or it's too emotional. Susan today, her dad was making me feel like she could chat it up. But hearing these messages from her parents and what they were saying and validating for her, I think were a little overwhelming and also shocking. So I hope you guys all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. I am going to start with the mom that is departed. So is your mom departed?
Yes.
Okay. So know that she steps forward first. Wait, is your dad also passed? Mm-hmm. He literally just threw his hands up. He goes, that's it. I'm never getting through now. He goes, Teresa, my wife can talk and talk. You know, I always find it interesting how spirit chooses to step forward and then the things that they have me say immediately following. Whatever you were thinking, It validates not only that the souls are together, but validating whatever you were thinking, either during the speech, prior to the reading, whatever it may be.
Okay.
Now, is your dad gone? I couldn't figure out who the message was coming from because they both stood together.
My dad is longer than my mom, okay. Yes.
So it's validating that your dad, that he's been over there for some time. Was your dad or your parents, were they very strong in a faith? I've never had this before, so I don't know how to interpret it. But I almost felt like somebody was a nun.
Okay, yeah, close enough. My dad was like a Eucharistic minister in the Catholic faith and went to church every single day. And
I literally asked him, like, why'd you make me feel that? Because he first showed me like a deacon and then I just saw a nun. I saw a habit and I was like, I don't know what you're trying to show me. Your dad says, I found such enjoyment and found peace in that. Mm-hmm. Did you keep any of your dad's religious articles?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a statue in particular?
Mm-hmm.
So know that your dad says, I want to thank you for keeping the things that might not have any monetary value, But that truly meant so much to me. He says, and I also want to thank you for the way that you cared for mom. I'm going to say this, tried to care for mom.
I can just tell you, I wanted her to come live with us. We built a new home and put a room on for her, but she did not want to do that. And then later it ended up taking care of her somewhere else.
Okay.
So.
So know that your dad says you exceeded any expectation that I ever would have had of you in taking care and trying to do what you could for mom.
Okay.
He says, now maybe you know what I went through all those years. Your mother just looked at me. She goes, oh, she says, now is it gonna, you gonna like roast me now? She didn't use roasting, but that's how I interpreted it. Because your mom is very, there's something about your mom, Susan. I feel like she was the first one that I saw. She's very strong. She has her opinions, but yet very quiet. And she looked at me and she said, I know how much my daughter needs to hear from her dad as well. She says, I wasn't as fragile as everyone thought I was. But I feel like, Susan, when your dad first passed away was what your mom is referring to.
That's true.
She said, and I want you to know, and I see her standing there and she literally came over and grabbed your dad's hand and they stood together. And she says, the resistance was not that I did not want to live with you or be with you. She said, I needed to do some things on my own. I needed that time for myself. So your mom says, I want to thank you, Susan, for allowing me to have that. She says, it wasn't that so much that I didn't want to. I didn't want to then be dependent again. I feel like she showed me this quick film strip of like how it was hard because I your dad is making me feel like that even though he's gone longer than mom, it was very quick for his departure. Like we didn't have, and again, quick is your frame of reference. Sometimes when a soul, when they show me that they had an illness and they passed of an illness, quick can be from the time of the diagnosis but or where things started to really decline. And then all of a sudden, before we knew it, they were gone. It was almost like we didn't have a lot of time to really prepare.
You're right. Toward the very end, it may be real, but it was quick. He passed away within a 3-month time frame.
But I'm also going to say this. It's almost like your dad made me feel like no matter what he was going through, he always seemed to either bounce back or it just wasn't as bad as it was, right?
Didn't complain. Yeah, he never complained.
And he looked at me and he said, do you know, Teresa, how hard it is to watch your family watch you be sick? He said, that was one of my biggest struggles of me accepting that I couldn't do certain things anymore or that I was falling that ill. And he said, and then once that day hit, it just went from here and it declined so quickly.
That's true.
He says, I don't want you to feel that maybe we could have done more, did things differently. Or he says, it happened. The way that I wanted it to. He says, I wish I could have went a little bit more quickly than even 3 months. He says, that was even a little too long for me. He says, but I understood that my family needed time to also process what was happening. Was your dad bedridden in the end? Because he made my legs feel numb and my legs hurt. And then he started jumping up and down. Know that it is your dad's way of saying, I especially do not want you to remember me the way that I was in the end.
Okay.
He says, I want you to remember me vibrant and being able to move freely.
Okay.
Did your dad have bird feeders or did your mom, or did they like birds? Because he showed me my symbol for a red cardinal, and that's something common that people might connect with. I saw like bird houses. So I don't know, did they have bird houses? Did he make bird houses or did they like bird watching?
No, at one of their homes, they had a bird feeder, but we do make comments every now and again about red cardinals and things like that for both of them.
I love that because I asked your mom to really validate that that was the, because it was almost like when dad passed, we saw one. And then after mom passed, now we see two. Sometimes we see two together. I asked your mom to validate it because the red cardinal can be a common thing that people might see and connect with. Then they showed me the bird feeders or the bird houses to validate that when you say it's not that they are the birds, it's their souls that are getting you to acknowledge and to notice them. You have a garden, like when you would put like a little stake and then the little flag or like something. Do you have something like that in the garden, or did your mom used to have that? I don't really have a symbol for that. And it's not that you should buy these things. It's because I keep seeing like little things that you put in the grass and like pinwheels. So don't be surprised if you see those things. It's just validating that they're with you at this exact moment.
Okay.
Who lost the brother?
My husband.
So know that his brother is stepping forward, because your dad just looked at me. Your dad is so funny. He goes, "You want a validation, Teresa?" He goes, "We'll give you a validation." And then he turned to your mom and said, "Go get him." And I was like, "Oh, who's that?" And they're like, "This is the brother," validating that his soul, even though maybe if they didn't know each other, get along, whatever the situation is or was, because the souls are connected to you, they're connected on the other side.
Right.
And I like when they bring forward people that you would not expect them to bring forward. That's now, did your brother-in-law pass tragically? Because I looked at your dad and I said, he showed me the symbol again of the religious article and the nun. And I, and he said, this is why it was so important that I acknowledged our faith, Teresa. He said, because we want you to know that even though he left the physical world tragically, his your brother-in-law's soul has found a place with God.
It's nice. It's nice to hear.
He literally looked at me and said, can you please tell my brother that I'm sorry? Did your mom love music?
They both did. My dad always played.
Because I looked over. It's so interesting. I never saw this. I looked over and your mom was futzing with like a turntable. Like you would play like a vinyl record. Like she was over there like trying to play music. And I'm like, what is she doing? He goes, oh, just give her a minute. Give her a minute. And then I heard the song After the Lovin'. Now that's just my symbol for if they loved that song, if that was a wedding song, or more importantly, you hear a song that reminds you of your parents.
Growing up, my dad played a lot of vinyls of,
So know when you hear those songs, Susan, of that remind you of your dad or even that era, I want you to picture your parents dancing in heaven. And she's just sitting there and she said, oh, she says, Teresa, she says, I'm going to interpret it this way. Apologize to my daughter for the way that things were in the end. And I'm so sorry that it wasn't me. So if there were things that happened or that she said or did or acted, whatever it is, your mom says, that wasn't me and I'm so sorry. And I don't want you to remember me in that way. Your mom says, I want to thank you, Susan, for allowing me to leave the physical world and telling me that it was okay to let go. Did you do that for your mom?
I did.
So know that your mom heard you and she says, I want to thank you for releasing my soul because it was time. Your mom also told me that you felt your father's presence in that moment that you told your mom that it was okay to let go. You felt a presence. Is that correct?
Yeah, the night before I felt it.
Know that that was your dad and his soul was there to greet her. That's what the validation is, where they make, when they show me someone sitting by someone's bedside and whispering in their ear and I can see a shadow at the end of the bed, that's my symbol for where you had felt something, just knew that your dad's soul was present to validate that was him and that he did come for your mom.
Okay.
But I am also going to say this. Something also had to have happened, Susan, where you felt when you spoke to your mom and when you were talking to her, she made me feel like something happened in that moment where you knew that she heard you.
When she was non-communicated in the end, a couple of times she did that. Like when I would talk to her, she would smile or squeeze my hand or things like that.
Susan, I have to tell you that is absolutely amazing because that doesn't always happen. A lot of people with signs and symbols that your mom is showing me now, people didn't get that. And your mom is showing me that. She goes, look, I tried my best to let my daughter know that I heard her and that she was making all the right decisions for me. And more importantly, that I knew that I could not be the same. And your mom looked at me and she goes, I have to be honest with you, Teresa. She says, I did struggle with letting go. She says, it wasn't that I was afraid to die. Mm-hmm. She says, I was afraid of leaving you all. Your mom looked at me and she goes, faith is a funny thing, Teresa. She says, all the faith that you have in the world, believing in an afterlife, it's almost like you can't imagine your family without you. She says, and that's what I had a hard time letting go with. Now, when you were cleaning out or changing things in her apartment or in the area where she lived, is that correct, in your home?
Yes, I cleaned out her place.
Because she shows me boxes, and when Spirit shows me three boxes, and then they remove one box in the middle, it becomes my symbol for that she wants to thank you and supports the choices and decisions of letting go and donating some of her belongings. She makes me feel like there were a lot of things that you had that you didn't know what, not even know what to do with, but you didn't even know what it was. Now I see your grandmother stepping forward. Your grandmother has departed as well?
Yes.
And did you find some of her things amongst your mom's things that you had to let go of?
Yes.
I asked your mom to validate, and she brought forward your grandmother and saying, mm-hmm. we support all of your choices and decisions. Did your dad had a favorite psalm? Because I think it's Psalm 21 or Psalm 23 or something that you did at your dad's wake or funeral. It had to be something of faith.
I chose a song that I personally wanted to do. It was my dad's name was Francis. So St. Francis is a big joke in our family with him, and make me a channel of your peace. And we always used to joke that it was his song. So yeah.
That's amazing. Because your dad is, I don't want my daughter to question anything. I don't know why she's questioning so much of, did she do enough? Could she have done this? Could she have done that? You did everything that you could. And I want to thank you for the amazing and beautiful tribute. I want to thank you for how you honored me in my service. So know what you chose. Know that he wants to thank you for that. Do you still have your dad's wallet or his license?
I do. I have his license.
So know that, again, thanking you for keeping the things that have no monetary value, mm-hmm. but that were important to him, or something that you just felt connected.
Mm-hmm. Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Yeah. Did you keep one of your mom's purses?
I didn't keep it, but one was missing.
That's all I care about is that there was something about a pocketbook or a purse. Did you have a dream of your parents? It doesn't have to be together. It could be separate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because your dad made me feel like we tried to show you that we were okay and at peace. Mm-hmm. So did you misinterpret the dream? Or sometimes what will happen is sometimes people don't realize that when we have a visitation, it happens so quickly. Like a lot of times, and I use this and I know it sounds so silly, but you could have a dream like there's a house burning in the background and then you see your dad and you yell out his name and he disappears. It doesn't mean that he's burning in hell somewhere or he's mad at you, because some people, that has happened where they interpret it like that. So sometimes when spirit shows me that, it's my symbol for that. The focus is that you saw them and that they looked healthy, mm-hmm. and yeah, they were smiling, right?
They did. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some people have moments where they have a conversation or they embrace. Some mm-hmm. people, it's for a split second. Mm-hmm. And nothing else might not make sense. What we want to focus on is what felt real, and that was what they looked like. Is that correct?
Yes, that is. Yes.
So know that whatever it is, no matter how many times it happened, I don't care if it only happened once, it validates that was their soul showing you that they're safe and at peace with God. How do you connect with the month of October as far as a birthday or an anniversary?
My brother's birthday is in October.
Did you keep someone's coffee cup or like a mug? Because first your mom showed me China.
I kept China.
Okay. So is there some type of, the only thing that I can interpret this is that within the China, something doesn't match?
None of them match.
Oh my God. That is amazing. Because I'm like, wait, I don't know. Because your mom showed me this, my symbol for China. And then she showed me like this coffee mug. And I'm like, that doesn't go with China. And then your dad just started laughing.
Yeah, there's all separate different ones. There's not a set. It's just different.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I love that. What an amazing way of your parents validating their strength of their souls, that they are truly at peace. They are not suffering, not sick anymore, but more importantly, that they are all together on the other side.
Yeah.
And supporting all of your choices and decisions and how proud they are of you.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
That is amazing. The mismatched, who would think China that would be mismatched, right? China is
so, well, different. It's different ones. It's not full set. Like it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But especially that time, that generation, they all had matching China. Amazing. See, spirit never, ever ceases to amaze me. Even a little thing like that with the China, I know that sounds so, look how excited your dad goes. Your mom looked at me and she goes, Teresa, you're a little too excited about the China. I'm like, but you don't understand how big, this is what I do every day. This is what I do for a living. To be taken off guard so much of like this China and so different. And then it'd be like, nope, nothing matches in the China set. Like, amazing. Your mom makes me almost feel like she says, I wish I thanked my daughter more, Teresa. I said, really? I said, she says, it was hard at times for me. She says, and I see from the other side now, looking at things through my daughter's eyes on how sometimes I was a little bit more difficult than I should have been.
She was usually very loving. And
she already described that, like this sweet, polite, very to a T. I wanted to think of the book, The Woman That Does Etiquette, how she is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that Emily Post or very,
yes, but mother.
Very, that is how she comes off. But then she shows me this in the end on how it just wasn't. What happens is when a soul says that they're sorry for things like that, they had to relive it and see it through your eyes. Mm-hmm. And for your mom, and I feel like it just is so her of having to say, I want to say I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry because I know how difficult it was for you. Mm-hmm. Where you had to be a little stern with me at times. And I know you didn't want to. And that wasn't me. So she says, I want you to know that when I left the physical world, when my soul left the physical body, I left all of that with my physical body. I did not take it with me on the other side. Were you going to bury your mom with jewelry, but then decided in the end not to?
Yes, in a way. Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what this means. I don't have to understand it. Do you understand it, Susan?
I do.
That's all I care about.
Thank you.
Again, supporting your decisions.
Okay. Good.
And that she's sorry what you had to go through.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this. I didn't want it to come off that way of that what you had to go through. Like your mom makes me feel like my daughter did this for me, Teresa, because she wanted to. My daughter would not have had it any other way. She says, but it was a lot for her. Even though she says, Teresa, my daughter will sit there very modestly. She says, but I want her to know that I know what she truly went through because your mom was shown that. Because your mom shows me you coming in, being very, okay, mom, going to have a great day today. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. No, mom, you can't do that. This is what, you know, this is how it's going to go. And then leaving and having maybe a moment of crying and frustration, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
She says, and that is what I'm sorry that you had to go through that. And there might, and no one else's fault, but no one really understands that. Nobody really knows what you went through because your dad is a ham. He's funny. He goes, how did you know that, Teresa? How do you know how my daughter feels? And I'm like, because this is what your wife needs your daughter to know on how I feel like there was no misconceptions. You knew what you were taking on when you were asking your mom to live with you. You had no regrets. But it was very difficult. Mm-hmm. And your mom made me feel what you carry is how difficult it was for you. And no one really understands or no one really knows the depth and the things that you really went through. And then your dad looked at your mom and he kissed her on the cheek and said, that's our girl. Your mom makes me feel like you have taken on a lot of her, I was going to say mannerisms or the way that she is, but strengths, how you carry yourself with dignity and grace, and especially caring for our parents. It's not something everyone can do. It's not something people have the strength or the ability or sometimes even the situation to be able to do that. They might live in another state. They might not live close by, whatever it is. And what your mom is just showing me and your dad is everything that you did for them and really thanking you and your mom saying, I know what you went through. I know how difficult it was for you at times. And because of you, I was able to leave the physical world with the dignity and grace that I deserved. And even on my own terms, she says, and I just wanted to thank you for that. Because she showed me her laying in the bed, like a beautiful nightgown. Her hair was fit, always fixed. And however your mom looked on a day-to-day, it's almost like you made her feel good.
That's good to hear. Mm-hmm.
And she says, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for that. So know that when a soul does say that, they have to relive their life through our eyes. You have children?
Yes.
Because was there just big milestones with the children, or are they coming up? I don't know if there's marriages or graduations. When Spirit shows me milestones, it could be graduations, even a moving up ceremony, a new job, marriage, children, because she showed me all these milestones.
My daughter's birthday was a week ago, and yeah, like that's just it for right now. My daughter's back in school going to be a counselor. My son will be graduating college soon, but yeah.
Perfect. So know that their souls will attend these things in spirit. So even if you look back on the birthday pictures and you see the white blurbs and the orbs, any distortions, or you ever see, like, sometimes we look cloudy or it looks like there's like a fuzz over us and then the next picture is fine. Know that that is the camera picking up their souls, validating that they are watching over. Now I saw the garden again. So did you plant something, or were you going to plant something? I don't care if it's a garden, a rose bush, if you were going to put a bench or something in the backyard in memory of your parents or for them.
No, not yet.
Okay. So how else? So those are my meanings for a garden. The only other thing is if they liked to garden or there was something with a garden. Sometimes people cremate their loved ones and bury them in the garden. That has happened too. But those are the only things I have for a garden. So how can you connect with a garden? Do you like to garden?
No.
It's like a vegetable garden. So I don't know. Was it something to do with your husband's family?
Probably the only thing I could think would be my grandmother. She used to do a vegetable garden.
Oh, okay. Do you still have her aprons or pots or something connected to kitchen or baking?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
I will accept that. Validating if you were thinking, oh, I wonder if my grandparents are there as well. Look, I work very hard at, because people say, oh, of course my grandparents passed away. So I need, I love when Spirit does things differently to validate that presence. Yeah, so know her thanking you for keeping, again, things that have no monetary value, but treasuring those things. Do you still have the recipes with her handwriting?
I do.
So know that when we come across them, look at them, know that her soul is with you at that exact moment. Is someone Irish?
My dad.
I don't know what to do with this because he keeps showing me the Celtic cross. And then he showed me a four-leaf clover. That's how I got to say Irish. Sometimes though, I'll hear the song Danny Boy. So that's what he showed me. So I don't know what else to say to that besides who was Irish.
Yeah, just his side of the family was very Irish. His parents came over from Ireland.
Oh, wow. Do you have tablecloths or even aprons or something with from Ireland, whether they're doilies or something that has fine needle pointing?
I could, but that's what my dad did for a living, though. He worked for a needlepoint company.
Excuse me, Susan, I couldn't hear you. What did you just say?
My dad worked for a company that sold needlepoint.
Okay, I'm done. That is in. Okay, this is a first. Forget about a first on Hey Spirit. This is a first in the decades that I am channeling Spirit. A father, no less, has come through and said, yep, I worked for a needlepoint company. Amazing. Amazing. So whether if you still have these things, you come across something, whatever it may be, again, it's just a validation that there should never, ever be a question, Susan, that your parents, your grandparents, your husband's side of the family, your brother-in-law, that the souls are with you, living life through your eyes, still loving, guiding, and protecting us from the other side. And thanking you for what you have done for them.
Yeah. It's nice.
Amazing.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it was. Appreciate it.
You have to understand, like, I have, like, certain symbols. When Spirit brings me to another side of the country, and I have a tablecloth from Italy. So when Spirit shows me this, it's my symbol for either we have aprons or very fine detail to it. Needle pointing, sometimes it is with a doily. Amazing. Your loved one, Susan, did an incredible job of giving you the gift of knowing that not only that they're together on the other side, but that they're safe and at peace, healthy, and still living life through your eyes.
Thank you very much.
It was a true pleasure meeting you. Amazing. I really enjoyed them. Your dad and your mom is still so, like, she sat down, like, just very polite. And your dad looks at me and he goes, even when she was mad at me, Teresa, she never raised her voice. And then your mother goes, well, sometimes I had to, Teresa.
It's true.
So beautiful. So beautiful. I enjoyed them so much. So I hope this experience today brought you the peace and comfort that you were looking for.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Susan Cox, Pennsylvania. My reading with Teresa was such a unique and interesting experience, shocking at times when she mentioned a few things I couldn't believe she mentioned. I was shocked when she asked if one of my parents was quite religious. I don't know if she actually zoned in on my dad, but he was very religious because I kind of chuckled when she said, I mean, like a nun, meaning that religious, because he was, asked me if I had a religious statue from my dad, and I actually do, and it's actually very special to me. Another thing that Teresa said was she kept mentioning something about a garden in honor of my mother, and for the life of me, it just didn't come to me during the reading. About a half hour after I got done with the reading, I was speaking with my daughter, and we remembered that we played the song In the Garden at my mother's funeral. The other really crazy one was the needlepoint. My dad worked for a company for his entire life that sold needlepoint. I believe she was actually even speaking in reference to my father. So that was a little crazy. My mother came through and my father came through, but that my mother literally said, Teresa actually said, but you really need to hear from your dad. And that actually blew me away because about 10 minutes prior to my reading, I was talking to their picture. And I said, Mom, I love you so much and I want to hear from you, but Dad's been gone so much longer and I would really need to hear from him. She also mentioned in there about a brother passing, and that was my brother-in-law. And also, I think it was, she said, take responsibility, because that fit 100% with it. And that's a comment my husband had made when I relayed the story to him. She said, well, nobody would have had to say, you know, he took responsibility. He could have died many different ways. And it was something that he would have taken responsibility for, that it was from his own actions. Truthfully, I believe that a lot of times they even come through stronger for people who do believe. But there was things that my husband, who is not the biggest believer, really couldn't, you know, figure out himself. So I think that kind of was shocking to him and believe. But I say, if you have the opportunity to have the experience, to absolutely do it, because it's really worth it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.